writings of Enoch and the constant reality, which merges all the other realities into one. But we can't get there from here. That'd be a God-given thing. You'd have to be on the angelic realm to experience that. But that's just it. You obviously have been there before, or you wouldn't remember it. So then that gives us a little bit of an insight into why we're being tortured, why God is allowing this torture of a direct murder threat on, well, the entire globe is being murdered now. And people are being forced to comply with their own murders in taking these poison, whatever they're called, these poison shots. Now, why would they, you know, they didn't want to kill people so fast. I mean, I know they wanted to slow it up a little bit so it looked like it was natural causes. But the same result in depopulation is going on, which is mass murder. Same thing with the old people. We've also had in New Mexico homeless that were hauled off by the governor. Just like in Los Angeles. They hauled all the homeless off before that. Remember that 1984 or 84 Olympics, I believe it was in Los Angeles? And I remember this. I mean, I keep going back to that, but I do remember the suddenly there was no homeless. And Skid Row was like packed and then boom, gone, empty. And people said, well, where'd they go? And a lot of rumors, which I don't doubt now, that they were using experiments out in Cabazon for CIA underground laboratory work, mind control, you know, tissue manipulation, gene therapy, you know, all the whatever they do, whatever the little doctors do, whatever the aliens do. So remember last time we said, well, you know, this is not a human attack, but the face of it looks human because the people you see on TV are human. You know, I think you know, John Carpenter and They Live had a great way of doing it, saying if you put these glasses on, you can see who they really are. And they're not human like you, but see, these are the ones that are mainly, a lot of them holographic projections, a lot of them are, you know, are clone beings, a lot of them are, you know, robots. And what they're there to do, and they're very advanced, I mean, they obviously have had techniques for thousands and thousands of years of making perfect replicas and, you know, all kinds of things. Giants and aliens and bug-eyed creatures and, you know, chimeras, et cetera, et cetera. But the main thing is it's come to the point where, you know, it's the appointed time for the, you know, the culling of the masses without, and then go, well, where's God? Does God need to rescue us from the culling? Or can we just die? Or should we just die? In fact, in most cases, people won't have a choice. They're just going to get sick and die. Meanwhile, they're already launching another virus and, you know, in China and whipping up the Ebola. And, you know, so God knows how far they'll go. Obama loves Ebola. And it's his administration. So, you know, I don't know how much longer you want to go with this. I suppose you're going to go down to the bitter end. But just remember, if it goes that way, there's nothing you could have done about it anyway. And if it goes that way, it would have been God's will in the end. You know, allowing them to call, you know, to whatever they want to do. I'm not, you know, this weird relationship that this alien, this demonic realm has with God, you know, that weird relationship where there's humanity hangs in the balance. there has to have been some kind of prior legal agreement. And when I say that, I'm thinking, you know, that you know, were people, are we fallen angels, for example? You know, where we did have paradise, so we did have, you know, perfection. Is that what the Garden of Eden was? And then we gave in to temptation or whatever and fell, literally, allowing them to torture us. Because think about your life. Has there ever been a time where you weren't tortured? I mean, you might not have been aware of being tortured, but where you weren't aware of, you know, some kind of targeting in some way. It could have been someone being jealous. It could have been, you know, someone, you being the object of someone's desire and you don't want them, and now they're mad at you and they want to kill you. You know, there's all kinds of things like that. It's just basically hell on earth. And, you know, the people that are put up to us in the mind control TV and all that is being examples to follow, because look, they're successful, and these are the backwards, the reprobates. These are not the people that we are, you know, to emulate, because they were successful in manipulating the illusion of reality, fomented by Satan. The only good that a person can really be, if that's possible, would be to align with the Almighty God, no matter what the plan is. Would be to just abide in that space as long as you can, and to let the rest of it go. You know, especially letting the past scores that are unsettled, you know, past traumas where people are now dead and they can't hurt you again, but you still haven't dealt with it and put it away. And then just a million other things are left undone as the malaise of humanity screams and screams for justice, and there's no justice and no peace, no love, all hate. And even the little bit of love that you do see, it's not enough. It's a drop in the bucket. It's nothing. Because it all pales to what was lost. And that goes to prior free will use or not. Are we responsible for what our ancestors did? What is this? She's got herself on her back. Are we responsible for what our ancestors did? And, you know, there's been a number of people, that, including this person here, who has predicted that this would be the kind of thing we would face. I did predict this over the years. I wrote extensively in prophetic writings about it, as well as songs and also shows, that this would be the result should people stay the course. And to my mind, they stayed the course. So they got exactly what was promised. And many of us promised them this very thing. I mean, we're not causing it, but we're saying, this is what God will do if you stay the course of decadence and selfishness. This is where you will be. This is what will happen to you. You will become prey. And these predators are really nasty, and they're going to come after you, and they're going to basically, you know, fillet you. And you'll make a nice dinner. But, I mean, that's what's going to happen. And people seem to think, well, they just laughed at, you know, they just laugh and they mock and they, you know, they you know, in some cases, they, between religions that are factional, they kill the other people in the other religion, or anyone that has a word that basically tells people you got to straighten your act up. People don't want it. I was just thinking about some of the rituals in, you know, childhood, you know, growing up, you know, people find out, you know, about pleasure, and they want to do drugs, and they want to do sex, and they want to do, you know, just have an open, you know, anything goes all the time. When they're, you know, newly initiated into this satanic thing and told that everywhere is an open, you know, an open sieve. Anywhere is an open forum for them to get it on. And the only thing I can that I would say that can be said in that regard is, you know, about the Do What Thou Wilt generation is, if that doesn't stop, it will go to mass genocide. And the very people that were screaming they want their freedom will be, you know, burning up in the ashes. Right. Well, now I'm not sure about the ashes because I was realizing, gee, I'm not really smelling the bodies, are you? Have you been smelling the bodies? Well, they've got, you know, millions of them, so, yeah, worldwide. Well, what do you think they're doing with them? Burying them? Sending them out into space? Sending them to the moon? Using frequencies to demolecularize them? Because, I mean, that old art, that old, you know, Hitler thing of having all the stench of the bodies going up is famous from World War II. But now, of course, you're not seeing any of that, but you are hearing about a tremendous amount of bodies. And these bodies are, you know, depends on, you know, where you get your research from. But, I mean, you can make a case right now. What is it up to now, the 154 countries? Trish, 154 countries have, talking about how many deaths?
145 countries, I think.
145? And they're agreeing that the shots cause death?
The shots, the death and the sickness goes up since the jabs.
Right. Do we have any hard numbers on that yet? I don't know if it may be, you know, tough.
It's about 90%, I think.
90% of the almost people that get jabbed.
89.4 something.
Of them have complications.
Well, the CDC admitted yesterday that there's the deaths from the sickness, they had at least 4 comorbidities. That's all over the place.
So, in other words, they're dying from the shots. Well, I could have told you that. We all told you that in the beginning. Don't take the shots. You're going to die from them. And, you know, the people are out there boasting. And now they're saying, you got to make fun of people that die that are not unvaccinated. And the answer to that is, the people dying are not, they're not unvaccinated. They've been vaccinated, but it has not been reported that they're vaccinated. They're lying about that. They say that if you're vaccinated and then you die within 14 days, you're considered to be non-vaccinated. So therefore, they can get away with lying about you. And that's why they're doing it.
They've been doing that from the beginning.
Right, because the whole point is they're murdering you and they're murdering the world. And I just don't want to talk about it any other way because that's what's happening. And we have kind of a strange thing that's brewing in the East, you know, in Russia. And, you know, it's considered to be serious, like nuclear, you know. In other words, it's one of these quagmires that is definitely a checkmate, but if somebody panics, then we could all be dead real quick. So that's going on right now. And I'm, you know, I'm here to keep. See, here's the problem. If I don't look at this stuff, then I'm a liar. If I don't acknowledge what the news means and decipher it, you know, that, and find out how many deaths there are and what they're doing to us and children and everything, if I don't act as a witness, I'm defying God. I'm being disobedient to the Most High, to my calling. But if I dwell in fear that oh my God, they're going to do this to us, oh my God, it's horrible, I hate it, and you know, it negates my life, then I'm also disobedient to the Most High God. So the only thing I can do is go forth with what God has for me to do, despite the fact that this is going on around me. And but yes, call it what it is. They're murdering us. Yes. They are murdering us. And there's been no stop in it. And people think there's going to be a future here. There is not going to be a future here if they're allowed to have their way. If God intervenes, then there could be a future here. But how could God intervene if people hate God? Why would God intervene? So we're really in a kind of a checkmate situation. We really are. There really is no way forward in terms of making other people repent. They're not inspired to do it. Is there anything other than their repentance that would be required by the living God? No. That's the only thing God requires. They're prepared they're prepared to go all the way to, you know, to just whoop it up and you know, there's really no use in even if it's going to be continuing to report on, mass death. I probably won't do any more of these. You know, I won't do them like this. The reason being is we don't need to be talking about mass death every day. At the same time, to not look at it is disobedience. To have it control my life is disobedience. And then I'm really becoming much more aware that that the sins of the fathers is visited upon the sons, but also that we are our own mothers and fathers, and that we have visited sins upon ourselves, and that the only thing we really have to do, you know, is just bear that in mind and, you know, eradicate as much sin as possible. And the more that's eradicated, the more you're in the presence of the Almighty anyway. Now, that this whole murder thing could be kind of an inspiration. I mean, I know that people didn't think that there would be a group of people on earth that would want to murder them. We've talked about the two seeds. We've talked about the two species here. We've talked about the two different ways. We've talked about, you know, for years and years and years about the wheat and the tares and how they're different and why there is this war on earth and where could it possibly end. And the answer is, it doesn't end until you ascend. It doesn't end until you die. And then basically your life is assessed at that point. And there are consequences. I mean, if you live a bad life and you do bad things to people and you hurt people and stuff, you know, obviously, you know, that's going to make some kind of determination for whatever future there is. It may not even be called a future, per se. But what you're, you know, how you end up in the end. While I can't do anything about the murder, and I can't do anything about all the lying about the vaccines and this whole folly that this, it's even beneath my, you know, it's really beneath my intelligence level. I don't really want to engage in it much more because I feel like it's a bunch of stupid people doing stupid, you know what I mean, just doing kind of retarded things, right? Especially the CDC and others playing games. That poor woman out there the other night, you know, trying to figure out which deaths came from COVID, which names, which were COVID caused, and she couldn't figure that out because she knows she's been caught lying, and so she just freaked out. I'm sure she's never really considered herself a liar before. Now here she is being exposed on public television, and the people are so hypnotized and so fucking stupid, they just look and they go, uh-huh. I mean, you have to realize that one of the treats of this whole thing is to see that your opposition are stupid people. You know how stupid they are, right? And they're not disappointing. But I think for me, it's... I'm just going to do the best I can. I mean, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be here. Or that you'll be here, really. Looks like it could be wrapped up pretty quick. You know, like within 6 months. And if that's the case, then I'll see you on the other side. You know? And, I'm sorry that it came down to this. Do I want the people that have gotten jabbed to be right and live on forever? No, I don't really care one way or the other. I'm not really relating to that. I don't need to be right. I don't need to put them down. I don't need to see them suffer for their delusions. I feel sorry for every single one of them. I really do. Just imagine how it must be if you're here on Earth and this is going on. You're in the crosshairs of murder, and so are your children and your grandchildren, and you literally have no chance to fight against it, and yet you're hoping for the best every day that God will straighten it out, and trying to do your best on a daily basis and not get bummed out by it all. Well, that's a pretty big task. You know, I kudos to those of you who are accomplishing that. It's very, very difficult to be making a living while the gun is against your head. You know, the Russian roulette is pulling the trigger all the time, trying to kill you. And you know, the other thing is, I've just noticed the arrogance of people in entertainment. You know, it's. They've been a great disappointment to me because they don't say anything about anything, right? They don't expose anything. They're not interested in the truth. They just want to be on that stage. Well, one of these days, they're going to have their comeuppance, and it's clearly not going to be fun. But, I mean, they will have to face the fact that while all this was being torn down and all this mayhem was going on, they didn't do shit about it. They didn't do dilly squat. They could care less about their fellow man. And that's, I don't want to go down that way myself. We have tried to warn, and but you see, warn against something that, you know, could God turn it off next week? Yes. God can do anything. I think we are all holding out for that hope that he'll turn this off and restore us to our lives. But we also are aware that we can't have our neighbors being the way they're being. We can't have people then, you know, we can't be in a sea of narcissism. You know, there has to be some public, you know, some kind of understanding. And so far, that looks like it's not in evidence right now. I mean, how many of you believe that they have a plan to cull the population? How many of you are trying to still work out some kind of a life despite that, despite the temptation to just sit there and do nothing and wait for the end? How many of you are trying to help your fellow man out? How many of you are being patient with the jab? I am. I'm being patient with them because I know it's not their fault. They're very worried. See, I think they got the idea this was real because they believe, you know, what they're told. And anyway, I'm not going to go on with it. Just dropping in to do a quick message. I'm sorry if this is not quite as entertaining as usual. It's a somber thing of how do we live now, you know? But I can tell you this. if we would each make a little bit of an effort to be a little bit more upright in the Lord, I guarantee that effort would be, you know, rewarded 10 times. I think that's the thing that works. And to really become more upright, you got to be in the Word, right? Got to wash ourselves in the Word. I don't know any other way. I know I just sound like any other Christian that you would hear out there right now. That's exactly what they would tell you. Okay. Right? Right? They would tell you the exact same thing I just told you. Is to the only thing that's going to show us our shortcomings is the Word, right? And the Holy Spirit. It's going to convict us of our sin level. And then we're going to go, oh, I didn't know I was doing that. And then maybe, you know, you try to become more aware of some of those things that we've done. Try to make some actual changes. Because I think this is a time where we can actually make changes that would stick. Where we don't just backslide back to the way it was. Listen, we're fearfully and wonderfully made, so we're made like angels. But then something happened.
Something happened.
There was a... well, it's the competing devil, you know. The devil is sort of like, you know, rock out with everything hanging out. And the point of that is that... that when people discover that, they go, oh, we're free. Oh, boy, we made it. Life is, heaven is a place called earth, right? Anyway, anything to add to that, my sweet?
That's pretty short, Jeff.
Well, it's a short word.
We should pray, too.
Well, I think we're going to pray in Jesus' name. Lord, we just ask you to guide us in every single thing we do. Holy Spirit, make us light and quickly responsive to your leanings and leadings so we can move quickly. Lord, make us attentive to your word so that we can quickly... come up with some cover fire. I know it's hard to see people that are in Christ die. People that are in Christ and they're in the Word and everything, they die too. Yes, we're well aware of that. I mean, we know that happens and we understand it. We're trying to, you know, battle against that as well. And, you know, it's, let's just see what we got for today. Okay, so here we go. Today is January 11th. And, January 11th, and I have a word here. And it's a weird thing, I gotta get to it. Where is it? There we go. There we go. I thank God always on your behalf for the grace of God, which is given by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you are called into fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now I beseech you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of the Chloe, that there are connections among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, I am of Apollos, I am of Cephas, I am of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? So we are baptized in the name of Paul. I thank God that I baptized none of you, but Crispus and Gaius, lest anyone should say that I had baptized in my own name. And I think this is an ironic kind of a joke. This idea that we are not following man followers or following people, but that we be of one mind, which means not to just take it from someone that's posing as a leader, but to be of one mind means to get beyond the regular cognition and to contemplate and to be of one mind about what the truth is, the I am, what the substance of life is, what the Holy Spirit is, and to be of one mind on these things. And I think, I think we'll find that troubles will melt. And then if I could just get to 3 John, okay, this is amazing. 3 John 1. Okay. Okay. So, beloved fellow, not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil is not from God. And, how do you determine whether that is good or evil? Well, it's just something that in your cognition you need to assess. I mean, we all need to assess what is good from evil. I mean, if it's self-aggrandizing, it's probably not, it's probably evil. Or self-aggrandizing, which doesn't mean it's bad. It just means it's not focused on the Lord and the Lord's. You're not going to have people 24/7 focused on. It's more subtle than that. It's like there's this totem put out there that we follow Jesus. It's not going to happen. It's more like I feel like going over here. I don't know why, but I'm going to go over there. Or I'm going to go over there. Or I'm going to go say hello to this. Or I'm going to say hello. Whatever these feelings are, being led by the Spirit, I may not even be aware of it. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and go. I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you guys, and I was thinking about what I could say about this. If there was any progress on the murder front, I guess the progress is at least we all now know what it is.
But it seems like a lot of people are just pretending it's not happening.
They're psychotic, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's too scary for them.
Yeah.
It's got to be terrifying to think that your own government wants to murder you.
Right. That was what the black guy said on the group of people at the diesel station. Everybody was in agreement that it was just kind of freaky that we found out that our government wants to kill us.
All right. We will see you next time. I'm just going to go ahead and go. You can hang out there and talk to each other a while, but I'm pretty tired from working on this, finishing this film up, and a lot of details around the whole thing. And trying to get you some nice entertainment. So while they're murdering you, you can watch them. You can watch some escapist. You know, watch a couple of horror films while you're getting killed. And with that, I bid you shalom.